SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary has cleared a high hurdle. In a party-line vote, the Senate Finance Committee sending the nomination along to the full Senate. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with a threat of tariffs on U.S. goods, those tariffs to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both of those countries agreed to do more to secure their borders with the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. That sit-down to take place later today.
The meeting will be Donald Trump's first with a foreign leader since returning to office. Topping their agenda is the 15-month-old Israeli-Hamas war. Hostages have been freed during the opening phase of a ceasefire, but hard work lies ahead. Netanyahu wants to discuss victory over Hamas, while Hamas has said it will not release the hostages in phase two without an end to the war and the full withdrawal of Israeli forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump administration looking into anti-Semitism on five college campuses.
U.S. Department of Education investigations into allegations of anti-Semitism are opened by the Trump administration at Columbia, the University of California, Berkeley, Northwestern, U of Minnesota, and Portland State University. It's part of President Trump's promise to take a tougher stance against campus anti-Semitism and comes the same time the Justice Department announced a new task force to root out anti-Semitism on college campuses. I'm Julie Walker.
Chris Wright confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary, vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. Wall Street, the Dow is up 23 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated and the district avoided what Liberty Counsel calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have approved legislation expanding the number of families who can use taxpayer money on private and religious schools, regardless of income. The school voucher bill is a long-sought victory for Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump backed Tennessee's bill on social media. Under the new proposal, 20,000 education vouchers of around $7,000 each would become available next year. Half of them would be open to any student entitled to attend a public school. SRN News. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency says it's uncovered evidence of wasteful spending by USAID, the entity born of an executive order in 1961.
Investigators say they found many examples of misuse of funds, such as $30 million for research into transgender HIV in South Africa, $50 million for condoms for Gaza, $1.5 million for a Serbian queer trans NGO, $25,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a Peruvian trans comic book program, and $500,000 to expand atheism in Nepal. DOGE is now preparing to dissolve the agency and roll it into the State Department. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Salvage crews have recovered an engine and large pieces of fuselage from the plane involved in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport. Some more human remains also recovered from the Potomac River. SRNNews.com.